News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a whole host of international and Irish acts will be taking the stages across Curramore Estate this weekend in Waterford. But with such a huge following and the festival growing year by year, what does such a huge influx of people do for a place like Waterford? We're joined by Kyle Butler, reporter with WLRF. Kyle, thanks indeed for talking to us. Listen, we'll get to, I suppose, some of the acts in a moment, but tell us about just the impact on Portlaw and the surrounding area about having this fantastic festival there.
Very good morning, Shane. And listen, the impact is really notable across Portlaw in recent years, not just economically, but kind of socially as well. I was just out there yesterday and business is booming in Portlaw, and even the local centre, there's queues at the door and it's very popular as well. But even just regarding Altogether Now and what they actually bring to the economy, even just recent reports shown that hotel bed stays, even in Waterford City, are much higher on the weekend of the festival because, you know, some people, the camping experience might not be for them. So some people do choose, certainly not for me, Shane, but they do choose to travel into the city and surrounding localities as well to use the facilities that are there, such as hotels. It's nice to have a shower as well. But, you know, it really is such an economic boost as well for local bus companies, for taxis. And it really is evident across Waterford this weekend.
There's a pretty impressive lineup this weekend for the Curramore Estate.
Oh, it's Shane, it is so exciting and I really can't wait. You know, we have Fontaines DC, we have Nelly Furtado, we have CMAT, we have Bicep, and of course we have so many local acts as well. But Altogether Now, they are advising to download the app, and it really is an amazing app as well. It just has everything down on the bottom of the app. It has the map, it has the acts, the stages, everything that you need is there. But I'm really looking forward myself to seeing Nelly Furtado. I think she's absolutely brilliant.
Really, that's your must see act.
She's classy, you know. She's kind of old school, you know. It reminds me of being a kid. She's so nostalgic, but I'm really excited to see her.
Okay, well, what's the buzz like? Is it already built? I presume a lot of people down already at this stage.
It's very busy, Shane. So I was out there yesterday. So I left here and I went out to Curramore Estate yesterday at around 3 o'clock, and it was already buzzing out there. Tents being put up, and people were a little bit concerned about the weather and the ground. But for any of your listeners that are travelling down or from Cork or from Dublin, for anywhere in the country at the moment, the ground is fine out there, because that's the kind of question on everyone's minds.
The forecast looks okay. It looks good as well, because my young fella's gone down. I had a look last night. Mm. I know Monday's a bit iffy, but Saturday and Sunday look pretty good.
It's looking good, Shane, you know, and that was what everyone was worried about, because it was torrential rain here yesterday and we're all kind of looking at the window saying, what are we going to do? We were getting the wellies ready and everything. But the minute we went out there, it was notable that the ground was fine. But no, just to touch on the atmosphere, it's eccentric. Now, today is going to be very busy, Shane, and just some advice from Altogether Now as well. As this is for, of course, today, the car park and campsites open from 9 a.m. daily and the last entry is 10 p.m. And just for Monday as well, the site closes at 12 p.m. So it might be a bit of an early rise for some people, but they need to be up and ready, because they do move people fairly swiftly on the Monday out, and you know, they do like to get the site kind of cleaned up, Shane.
Okay, I'll have to warn my young fella, getting up early wouldn't be one of his strengths, I think it's fair to say. Kyle Butler, report. I'm kidding, Coon, if you're listening. Kyle Butler, reporter with WLRFM. Thanks indeed for that update. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy Nelly Furtado as well. Jono, would you like to be there?
Not at all. My feelings on these events are well known, but I just have an image of a fellow with a stick going, come on Monday. Going around moving them on quickly.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.